Let me do something for you. Let me do something for you. Enough, 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 enough. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Good, 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 good. Let me do something for you. Kill the music, dipshit. Let me do something for you. Let me give you back to you. Let me give you back to you. Because ultimately, the person you're trying to recruit, the person you're trying to sell, the person you ultimately need to win over, the person you should love the most, is you. How are you going to take care of your kids? You don't love you. What kind of role model is that? What kind of example are you setting when there's self-hate? What kind of example are we setting? And so we first have to love ourselves. We first have to give ourselves the grace that we want to extend to others, because we want to give people grace, because people are just like you. They're just like me. They're on this planet. They're stuck in this world. In this world that operates financially. Like, here's the problem. If you get your money all fucked up and you live here on this planet in America in the year 2019, you got real problems from here forward. Get your money messed up. Get into debt. Get it all wrong. Get it all twisted. And you got problems. And the only way to fix that is like right now. Like, you just have to pick a moment in time where you stop and you decide, listen, I got to get this shit right. And you realize that there's basically only three keys to a successful life: health, wealth, and mindset. At some point, if we don't get our mind on our health, we're going to eat ourselves to death, have sex to ourselves to death, do enough drugs, drink enough, go party enough. Shit, maybe you'll lift weights so much that you die. Saw a guy yesterday at Target. This dude was huge, like a freaking massive bodybuilder. All out of whack. Now, I'm making some assumptions, but you think his bank account looked like that? And I wanted to ask him, but that'd have been completely inappropriate. But I wanted to ask him, sir, you got some beautiful biceps. Like, it's obvious. Like, that shit's jumping off the page. Like, this dude put in work in the gym. He was a monster. And I mean ripped. And I mean big muscles. Like, freaky. Like, every other dude standing around him was like, what the fuck, dude? You know what I'm saying? That's the dude that pulls up at a place and he's in a $100,000 car and you think, my God, what does this guy do? But ultimately, those things aren't out. Those are just outward signs. They may or may not point to a complete person, right? Like, this dude may have his money tight. His bank account may look just like his body. And his mind may be even better. And so the three keys to successful life: health, wealth, and mindset. He might have all three. Because he's sure showing the one. But when you get your money wrong, it reaches into the other areas. See, the beautiful thing about the money component of health, wealth, and mindset, the triangle, the trifecta, the three things to a successful life, if you get your health right, like, if you got enough money, you can kind of fix that, unless you go too far. Unless you go too far. If you get your mindset wrong, shit, if you got enough money, you could hire a personal coach. See, life gets a lot easier to fix and to maneuver and to navigate when you got money. Gets a lot easier. But everybody has their struggles. And what comes easy to you may not come easy to me. And what may perceive as a serious sacrifice to you may not be that big a deal to me. In this world that we live in, where everything is interconnected and everything is tied into our money, if we don't have money, it becomes hard to function. See, if you get your money out of whack, you can't even pay for a gym membership. And if you get your money out of whack, you can't pay for the car. You can't send the kids to private school. You can't get all the things you want. So of the three, in my opinion, money's the hardest. Money's the hardest. And I don't want to see you decide to get the money straight when like the guy who's told, look, dude, if you don't lose weight, you're going to fucking die. And so all of a sudden, you go 360 and lose 200 pounds. You're that guy. What you need to understand is that you can do that with your money. You can do the Jared from Subway thing where you lose 200 pounds and everybody's like, whoa. So he gets hired to be a spokesman. Why? Radical transformation. Now the guy went on to be a pervert. But that's what freaked us out about Jared, because his transformation was so freaky. His transformation was so extreme. Problem with money is that shit hurts. And we try to disguise it. We'll cover it up. We'll say, well, I didn't know. I don't understand investing. So we cloak it. We hide our fear. We hide our lack of courage. We hide our shame. Never mastering this subject. There's no reason that anyone can't master money. You could be a 12-year-old black girl from the ghetto. You can understand compound interest. You can understand dividends. You can understand rent collection. You can understand return on investment. You could understand index investing. These aren't complicated issues. This isn't fucking rocket science that I'm talking about. Is it? You need to be a rocket scientist to understand that you can invest in public storage facilities. Dude, there's no employees there. It's just a damn building and people go in and lock it up. You need one or two employees. And so it becomes an investable business, because we could pool our money together and have one of those facilities built. And they have these. They're publicly traded. They're REITs. And we as individuals could invest in apartment buildings. We as individuals could join groups, organizations. You can do it through E-Trade, through Ameritrade, through Fidelity, through Charles Schwab, any number of things, through private and public, through financial advisors. You could access these public markets and you could begin investing in things. And that's just one side of money. The other side is getting control of money. The other side is recognizing the dangers of debt. Just not being in debt. We have an entire generation whose parents failed them, who sent them to college with debt. And it's like, what the fuck were you thinking? Jesus. You don't start 18-year-olds off with debt. And all you had to do to give your kid a leg up is invest a small sum of money every month over their entire lifetime. You know what happens to $100 a month when it's invested every month? Let's say you save up and you put $2,000 in an account, and then you put $100 a month, and you just say, hey, I don't even want to think about this shit. I'm just going to put it in the S&P 500. I'm just going to do it every month. Like, you don't even fucking think about it. You just write it off as a bill, like some other dumb shit that you buy. Like the cigarettes and the weed and the alcohol and the girls and all the dumb shit and the vacations and the cars and the internet and all the other shit you find room to buy and make room for in your budget. All those other things. And yeah, and I'm being a real rebel, and I'm suggesting that people would allocate a little bit of money every month for the entire lifetime of their child, and we wouldn't have a fucking college debt crisis. But everybody's a selfish bastard, and everybody has their money out of whack. And before you tell me I didn't have the money, I'm not the only one listening to you. There's you. You're listening to you. And ultimately, you got to respect you. And ultimately, you got to recruit you. You got to become a fan of you. And you got to actually like you. And I think that begins when you start lying for a living. When you decide to stop lying for a living, stop making excuses, and stop living in some little fucking self-created bubble where you get some sort of out for being ignorant or not knowing things. That you let days and days and weeks turn into months and months and years without ever caring. Am I building wealth? Am I saving money for the future, for myself? Well, what is one reason you would save money? Because you love yourself. Hello. What is one reason you would save money? Because you love yourself. I have to tell you that. I don't believe I need to tell people to love themselves. I think that should be self-evident, that if you don't love yourself, how are you going to love your kids? Your kids are an extension of you. Shit, for all we know, they may be the worst part of you. Or the best. I hope the best. And yet we don't save up for them. And we send 18-year-old kids into the pits of hell and send them off to bankers who loan them $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 and just literally ruin their life for the next 20 years. And parents act like, well, I didn't know. You didn't know, even though it's publicly available. The information's free. But you didn't know. And we've allowed a generation to go through like this. People who get to go through, and it blows my mind. We had a national fucking crisis. We elected a president based on the idea that he would create health care for everyone. And everyone talks about this and gets behind this and rah, 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 rah. And half of those people don't even have retirement accounts. Shut up. Like, I don't even want to hear their conversation. I don't care about their political opinion. You're not even saving for yourself. You're going to lecture me on how money should be spent, how the government should operate, and you won't even save for you. You don't even love yourself. Do they love themselves? And they're going to lecture me how I should live with myself. And so, no. I'm not so easily fooled by this generation who hasn't prepared, put their children into debt, and then lecture other people on how they should live and how they should spend their money. I don't buy into that. I don't buy into 25-year-old journalists writing articles for fear to scare me out of the stock market, and I go to Yahoo Finance and I read it and the shit gets in my head. What are we talking about? You don't even know who that idiot is. And you're so easily swayed. And so we have to fix that. The Bible talks about putting on the full armor of God. So maybe you get up with the mission, the purpose of the three keys to a successful life: health, wealth, and mindset. Like, you wake up tomorrow and decide, hey, I want to get my money right. I'm going to get my investment right. And guess what you do the next day? I want to get my money right. I want to get my investments right. And guess what you do every day from here on out? And guess what happens? Because guess what? Guess what if you got up every day to go to the gym? What would happen a year from now? Right. And so it's so simple and it's so obvious. But we cloak our lack of courage, our lack of strength, our lack of inner discipline, and fear, lack of knowledge, as if that gives us a pass. Hey guys, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. If you like the show, I appreciate it. If you haven't gotten a free copy of my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, it's free. Email me, DM me, contact me, however you want to reach out. I'm very easily accessible. If you want to join my little group of happy stock traders, I have a book called The Money Flow. It's $25 by PayPal. It shows you the exact strategy that I use to pinpoint when to enter and to buy stocks. God bless.